hybrid, and before we get to reporters on virtual Zoom calls, let's take questions in the room. First, Charlie.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, how are
you? Good. You know, it's kind of a tough game. You go down early, and then there's obviously the red card. But what did you make of, especially the way you guys kind of responded to those sorts of things in the second half?
Yeah, do you know what? It was funny because at the beginning of the game, in the dressing room, I told the players, I said, today you got to play with controlled emotions. Don't let the occasion get the better of you. This is the first time that a lot of these young guys have played in front of fans and in the stadium. They all had their friends and family there watching the game. And I think for the first 15, 20 minutes of that game, I think the occasion got the better of us. You know, we made the simple things look very, very difficult. We were playing passes that we shouldn't have passed or played. You know, everything was straight, you know, little five-yard passes that we didn't have to play. And it took for us a while to settle down. I mean, look, obviously the goal, 4 minutes in, lofted ball into the box. Jordan's missed it. He's chested and put in the back of the net. So you're chasing the game now. You're trying to get the guys to calm down and relax. And you could hear us on the sidelines just telling them, relax, you know, just get your groove, get into this game. And then obviously Dom gets sent off. Was it sending off? I don't think so. I think he's nippy. I thought it was a bad call on the officiating. But you know, what can you do? Now you're a man down, a goal down, you're going in at halftime, and you're trying to get some energy now. In the second half, I can't fault the team's effort. You know, we ended up putting two up top and went with a 4-3-2 so that we could really push forward. We didn't want to bunker in. Thought we'd have a chance here getting forward. Thought Mikey came on, he did well. And the guys adapted to the situation. So, you know, it was unfortunate we couldn't nick one in the end, though.
You did kind of talk about there about how there are kind of some nerves come in,
yeah,
and maybe the first 15 minutes, but you know, just to be here and in front of all these fans, like, what was that like? It's got to be kind of nice just to come back.
It was great seeing the fans in the stands, and you can see how excited the players were, and not just our team, but also Forge's, right? Just being back in front of fans and, you know, just hearing some voices in the stands was nice, and a lot better than it was in Winnipeg anyway. So it was, I think overall, it was a good day. Unfortunate for the result, but.
Cheers.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for doing this. Just want to know, quick update. Lowell Wright and Tariq Muhammad came off. Just their injury update, if there's anything further.
Yeah, we took him off. Well, he was cramping there towards the end, so we had to take him off. He's played a lot of minutes for us. And then Tariq, his knee wasn't right. I think he's tweaked it. And I didn't want to push him. You know, he said he was okay, but you could see he was limping. He was babying it. When he put that one cross into the box, you could see he was hesitant. And that's when we said, that's enough. We're getting you off, because that's the last thing that we need. It's to push you now, and you end up blowing your knee. So we think he's tweaked it, but we'll find out more tomorrow.
And like you just mentioned, you know, Petrasso comes on and practically dealt him at the beginning of this game. And he comes on right at halftime and immediately changes a lot of things up front, create a lot of opportunities. Of course, the 88th minute, the ball just soared just over the bar. Just what did you make of his performance and leadership?
Yeah, look, I thought Mike was very good when he came on. You know, it's unfortunate because the plan was to bring Mikey on in the second half and get him to play under Lowell or Big Odds. And then start driving forward, because we knew Mike could only play about 45 minutes tonight, if that, because he's had a hamstring injury and we had to look after him. He had his scan, so you know we knew he would come on at some point, but it was unfortunate that he's had to come on into the match with a man down. But I thought he was very good when he came on. Sure, you know, true professionalism tonight. He was looking to get on the ball, be creative, number of shots. Linked up play well, so you know I was happy with Michael's performance.
Awesome, thank you.
Then you feel that it's so much wider than it was in 2019. Do you and the players, they like the turf, and is that going to be a strategy now of more crosses and so on, because you've got, it's a completely different layout than it was last,
yeah,
2 years ago.
You know, the turf was nice. I mean, that was our first time on it tonight. So yeah, it was nice. It played well. You know, it would have been nicer if we could solve it a little bit more, so we played a little bit slicker. But I think you could see both teams in the beginning as well. The ball was getting stuck in their feet, and they're both teams are getting used to it because it was the first time that we both played on it. But it'd be nice once we can start training on it, playing on it, and really get used to it and get used to that surface.
Great.
Any more questions for Jimmy James?
Jimmy, I know it's always a little bit rough to single out guys for performance, but I thought two players that really stood out tonight for them were great were Max Ferrari, who hadn't played a long time, so they just wanted to be a junior, and Chris Novickin saw just closing guys down in those last couple of minutes. What did you see from those two, and how important is it?
Yeah, they have an immense work ethic. With Enzo, he loves to defend. He just loves defending. And for me, I mean, he's one of the best defenders in the league. You see how hard it is to get around him. He's so athletic. He's got a pace. He's got power. That's a fine. That's my daughter, by the way.
Nobody heard anything.
Yeah, it's my daughter. So look, with Enzo, I thought it was terrific. And again, we asked him to slide over and play that center back role, and he wants him to play right back, and we're trying to coach him along and help him, but we just keep throwing him back into that center back role because we're having some terrible luck in that position. He's the type of guy where you can ask him to do anything, and he would do it across that back four. And he does genuinely love to defend. So I thought he had a very strong performance, and he's getting better and better every week. Max, what can I say about the kid? It's like he's got three lungs. He just keeps going and going and going up and down that field. He's not afraid to mix it up. You know, he'll get forward as well, put some good balls into the box, link up play, and he just doesn't stop. But that goes to show you that's a kid that wants to be a professional footballer and a kid that wants to get to that next level. And I think he's got that grit and determination that will carry him on to that next level. And look, that's not just those two. I think, you know, a number of the young guys do as well, and same with the older guys. The resilient bunch, you know, keep working to the end.
Any more questions for Jimmy?
Yes. Jimmy, you just mentioned there about your back line there. You're going to be tested. And with Satori getting the red card, do you have an update on Roger Thompson if he's going to be back?
Yeah, Roger won't be. He won't be available either. He'll be out for a little bit longer. So that'd be another one. Myself, Paul Soltero, and Camilo will be sitting just staring at the wall and thinking, okay, what's our next options here? Who's going to play center back?
You might drop in, huh?
I give you a good 10 minutes.
Any more questions for Jimmy before we turn it over to some virtual reporters? Great. Nico, over to you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. So just as a reminder, if you have any questions, please use the raise hand icon. It seems as though there's no questions just on our end.
Perfect. Jimmy is good to go.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.